This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm living rent-free inside of Donald Trump's brain, and it's not a very nice place to be, I can tell you that.
That was Hillary Clinton, and leave it to her to live rent-free. Yeah, I wonder how she did that. Probably through the Clinton Foundation. She figured out how to live rent-free inside of Donald Trump's head. And I'm going to play the rest of that clip for you to give it some context. But first of all, welcome, folks, to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy that you have joined me this gracious day. 844-551-8255. So the Democrats are running around and they're trying to appear that they're confident. They're trying to appear that they've done nothing wrong. They have to keep up appearances. You've seen this. I don't know if you saw this movie called Cinderella Man. And Jim Braddock, I believe is his name, he's a boxer, and he breaks his hand, and he gets a promoter played by Paul Giamatti. And Paul always comes off very Tony, as they said back in the day. He always has a nice suit on. He's got the pocket watch, and he's moving and shaking with the big boys. He's a member of the club, et cetera, et cetera. And he sees something in Braddock, and he wants to back him as a fighter. And at one point, Braddock needs money. Giamatti gives him money. And so on. He lives in what would be the equivalent of a high rise in the big city. He's high on the hog, and all the appearances are he's really got it together, you know, financially and otherwise. And at one point, he stakes Jim Braddock with $175. Doesn't sound like much, but back in the day, that was a mint of money. I mean, these are guys making a couple of bucks a day. So he stakes him. He says, "Jim, I want you to just train and fight because we're gonna." They had won one fight when he made his comeback, and Giamatti says, "I'm gonna make an investment in you." Well, his wife, Braddock's wife, didn't want him to fight, so she storms over to the Braddock to the Giamatti's penthouse. Think of it that way. Knocks on the door. Guy doesn't want to open the door. He and his wife are in their apartment just hanging out. And they look at each other like, "Oh, brother, here's Braddock's wife." They open the door. She's like, "You better open this door with your highfalutin, you know, big money townhouse, blah, blah, blah." Open the door. And you know what she finds? Absolutely nothing. They have two chairs and a table. She walks in. She's stunned. You want to know why? This guy sold everything to stake Braddock. Because he believed in him. Now, this is a spoiler alert. By the way, one of my favorite films, Russell Crowe is a jerk, but he makes amazing movies. Anyway, he goes on to beat all the people leading up to, including Max Baer, fights Joe Louis, who Joe Louis said was the toughest guy he ever fought, had the most heart, and he becomes equivalent to a millionaire when he was down on his luck and had gone to welfare. But he's putting on airs. The guy who was training him was putting on airs is what I'm getting at, right? He had to make people believe that he was more than what he was. And you rappers do it. You've probably done it a time or two. And you know what you do as a conservative? I'm going to tell you something. One of the smartest moves you can make and one of the best things you can teach your kids early on is don't try to make people think you're more than what you are. Oh, I know it's tempting. Young boys, we're taught to do it with girls. I used to borrow one of my buddy's really nice cars and go on my college campus just to be seen, you know, in his car. And people would go, "Hey, Kev, what's up?" And I would drive his car around in my lunchtime hoping my friends would see me. I've done more than that, you know, borrowed the keys to my buddy's car while I'm at a bar. And he's got this is before I actually, because at one point I owned nice cars. But I would take like one of my friend's Ferrari key or his Mercedes key, and I'd just have it sitting there next to my drink. You know? Oh, my gosh. And you've heard the saying, fake it till you make it. Well, in this case, the Democrats are trying to fake it until they get somebody they're hoping this thing goes away. This thing. What is this thing, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show? This thing is the scandal surrounding all of this stuff that they've been doing for the coup on Trump. And the cover-up's going to be worse. It's just like Watergate. Watergate was nothing, man. They were eavesdropping on the campaign. And here's what's funny. They want you to believe that getting opposition research is a bad thing. Yet, that is exactly what the Clinton campaign was doing on Donald Trump. They were trying to get opposition research from any and all sources, including the Ukrainian government, the Chinese, you name it. But they try to mitigate it. Here's a full clip of what Hillary Clinton said.
I actually want to ask you about one sort of sidebar issue that came up in Mueller's report that has since been added to by the New York Times. It's about you. Mueller's report says that in October 2017, President Trump met privately with then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions and asked him to take a look at investigating Clinton. Then, this past week, the New York Times has reported that last spring, 2018, Trump also asked Don McGahn, his White House counsel, to get the Justice Department to investigate you and former FBI Director James Comey. Today, the Attorney General refused to answer questions as to whether the White House had ever directed him to initiate specific investigations. You're the only person in the country whose opinion I want to hear in response to those developments. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of it is this is as big a sign of a guilty conscience or a real fear that you could possibly have. I mean, I'm living rent-free inside of Donald Trump's brain, and it's not a very nice place to be, I can tell you that. I've been investigated repeatedly by the other side, and much to their dismay, but to my, you know, satisfaction, it's been for naught. I testified for 11 hours in the Benghazi hearing after, what, seven committees said there was nothing there. This is a diversion attack. Look, It is very sad to me that the lies that were told about me, the accusations that were made about me, have unfortunately had some residue. People say, well, you know, if she's going to be investigated so much, they're going to be saying all these terrible things, even though nothing ever happens, maybe there's something to it. Because I guess it is one of their tools to fire up their hardcore base.
Mm-hmm. Nice pivot for Hillary Clinton. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Nice pivot. Benghazi. She wants to be, I stood in front of that committee, oh, for Benghazi. Okay, great. You got investigated for Benghazi. Hey, Hillary, here's the question that's on a lot of people's minds. What's going on with the Clinton Foundation? Why would you get $145 million from the Russians? Why would your husband speak with one of his largest speaking fees in Moscow? Who's behind the Uranium One deal? And oh, by the way, a question we asked on this show a while back. Why did Robert Mueller, what part did he recuse himself of when he took over as special counsel? Great show coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's jump into the news of the day here.
Yeah.
So we're seeing some efforts from House Democratic leadership to try to postpone or put off the State of the Union address because of the shutdown. Does it really make any sense whatsoever to try to do that? And does people honestly believe that they're either going to silence President Trump or end the partial shutdown by taking away the House chamber cameras from him?
Listen, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it makes a lot of sense. Nancy Pelosi is terrified, number one, of her extreme left-wing base. She is captive of them. And number two, the position of congressional Democrats in this shutdown is objectively unreasonable. So in 2013, Chuck Schumer and every Senate Democrat voted in favor of 350 miles of border wall.
Right.
They have right now shut the government down to stop 234 miles of border wall. Now, I don't know how you explain why you voted for 350 miles, but you shut the government down to stop 234 miles. That is incoherent. The honest answer, it's not a substantive disagreement. It's that they're terrified of their extreme left wing who hates Trump. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having a shutdown. So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people. And she doesn't want people focusing on the substance of this issue. She wants their information to come from the mainstream media rather than to come directly from the president. Listen, it's the same reason. You remember back right before the shutdown when the president met with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office, and it was a remarkable meeting. I thought the funniest and most revealing moment was when Pelosi said multiple times, please, can we turn the cameras off? Can we get the reporters out of here? She didn't want people to see then that their position was objectively unreasonable. The president has said he's willing to compromise, he's willing to negotiate, but we need to secure the border. The president's right on that. Their position is not defensible, so of course she's trying to hide from the cameras, and I don't think we should let her.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Ted Cruz is starting to, you know, he's got that, like the beard that's got the gray that goes down both sides. Kind of like a Wolverine looking thing or something. I don't know why he's rocking that. He'd be better off trying to look a little younger, but that's just my opinion. I like Ted. He's a bit of a hothead, but, he nailed that. I mean, there's no question Nancy Pelosi does not want Donald Trump to have the public, you know, looking directly at him. I just told you guys a minute ago, Kamala Harris has a sign out in front of her office, Dreamers are welcome here, in Spanish. Bienvenidos. Yeah, welcoming dreamers. And kicked people out, kicked citizens out who want to complain to their senator about their relatives being killed by illegals. I mean, if Democrats think they're going to win on this issue, they are so wrong, so wrong. But hey, who are we to try to correct them? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. Fox News reported anti-Trump comedian Rosie O'Donnell revealed that she believes the president won't get elected to a second term because he's going to get arrested. Here's what she had to say.
Should not be president, and I don't believe that he's a legitimate president.
We are alive, awake, and we are woke.
People are embarrassed and ashamed of who he is, and that come election day, we're going to stand up at the polls and let him know.
That's if he makes it to election day. TMZ asked her if she thought that he was going to win his reelection. She says, no, he's not. She says, I certainly do not. I think he will be arrested. And when she was pressed, you know, she says, I believe in America. I believe in our political system. I believe we will right the wrong of tyranny of Donald Trump. Yeah. Wishful thinking, folks. Based on what? I know. Based on this new Cohen thing, right? This new Cohen story by BuzzFeed. Oh, my gosh. We covered this earlier where the BuzzFeed, right, the person who wrote the story is a known prefabricator. Yeah, manufactures the news. They know this. And major news, there's not a news outlet on these fake news outlets, not one, including CBS and NBC. I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm talking about every single one of these outlets ran with a story that they know is a lie. It's amazing to me to watch this stuff. Wow. Oh, well, I don't know what else I can tell you about Rosie. I mean, I thought she was gone. But here's what I can say about her. When you watch Rosie O'Donnell, and she's, I mean, the passion that she has against Donald Trump. And I want you to just, I don't have any evidence of this, but here's what I'll tell you. Go back 4 or 5 years ago and have Rosie O'Donnell talk about Donald Trump. Well, that's not true. Because she's been one that's been critical of him for over women things. They've had issues going back and forth. So let's not use her. But look at some of these women that formed the Women's March, and they want to march against Donald Trump, which, by the way, it's coming up here, isn't it? Maybe it's was it over the weekend? I think it was. But anyway, when he first got inaugurated and they were marching against Donald Trump, go back, look at Ashley Judd, Madonna, any of them. Go back pre-Trump presidency. I'm talking about declaring anything at all and see how much negativity, how much passion that these people have against Donald Trump then. And it's not much, if any. But I'll still use Rosie. So Rosie O'Donnell may have a personal thing against Trump, which she can't. That's her prerogative. I mean, they've had an ongoing battle where Trump has called her a pig, and she is. Rosie O'Donnell is a pig. She's a pig against her daughter. Her daughter doesn't like her, and I'm not going to bring kids into the mix because kids can be screwed up. Believe me, I've got three sons in one relationship and one in another, and my older three sons, their mom did a number on them, and so I understand it. I understand how kids can get jacked up. But to get jacked up to the degree of Rosie O'Donnell's kids, I don't know. They are adopted, and I do understand the perils of having adopted kids, because having gotten over 1,000 kids adopted and understanding what the parents go through when these kids come out of foster care, it's tough. It's very tough. But that notwithstanding, I just look at the entirety of Rosie O'Donnell's work, and specifically her personal life, and I say, this chick, she's deranged. I mean, she's not even reasonable in dealing with Donald Trump. I think he will be arrested. Arrested for what? Arrested for what? Give me some reason to, well, he's going to get arrested for treason. Okay, well, how's he going to get arrested for treason? Because while he was president, he certainly hasn't done anything that's treasonable. If you're saying prior to this, during his campaign, well, there's no evidence of treason. I mean, I don't want to rehash this stuff here. To me, it's boring. But you get what I'm saying. Give me something reasonable to work with so we have at least some common ground. For the leftists, it's just, I hate him. With Obama, I didn't like Obama, but I could say, look, I don't like Obama. I don't think I even like him personally, but I'm not mad at him. I'll give you reasons to why I don't want him to be president. But it wasn't vitriolic. These people, it is. Oh, anyway, we got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Next Friday will be Alex Acosta's last day as Labor Secretary. This as reporters started digging into the cushy plea deal that was given to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein over a decade ago. Standing with the president outside the White House, Acosta says he doesn't want to be a distraction.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
ICE officers will begin deportation raids this weekend on about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders. Chris Wilson worked for Senator Ted Cruz and now is a Republican pollster. He reminds us,
there will be far fewer than the Obama administration deported. Now, that's not me being critical of anyone in that situation, the Obama administration or the Trump administration.
Those deportation sweeps are set to begin on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are running out of options. They have backed themselves into a corner, and now they face the real enemy, the enemy that they've always dreaded the most, the enemy that could do them in worse than any other enemy on the planet. You want to know what that enemy is? Well, you're going to hear it. From me, Kevin Jackson, on The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What is the worst possible enemy you can face? That is my query to you, the radio listening audience. 844-551-8255, if you want to ring me in. So, the worst enemy you can possibly face, no matter what the scenario is the enemy of yourself. As I say to Mike, when my kids would be doing sports and things like that, I would tell them all the time, get out of your head. You know what I was saying? Stop acknowledging the fear that you fear, that you feel rather. Get out of your head and let your training take over. Let your common sense take over. Let your morality take over. Let your ethics take over. Let that take over, right? Your intellect. That thing inside of you that tells you right from wrong, good from bad, etc. The problem that the Democrats face is the enemy themselves. They are their own worst enemy. They are the people who do the devilish things that they do, and then they want to blame somebody else. Or they want to rationalize what they've done. That's what they do. There's nowhere you can look at a Democrat policy and see a success story. Oh, you can see good intentions, and that's one thing. That's phenomenal. We all believe in good intentions, but then there are those who talk, and there are those who do. Let me put it to you this way. When you see something that has a good intention, but it failed, you coddle the child too much. And there comes a point where you go, you know what? That doesn't work. I'm no longer coddling. I'm going to do an intervention. I'm going to make sure this kid knows that, you know, we got to get our act together. So you stop doing it because you know that a course change is needed. And it's not because you're cruel. No, it's because you realize that in order to do what's best for that child, you have to stop coddling them. You have to allow that child to grow up. Sometimes these children can be 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. We call it an intervention, but it's just a fancy name for saying making people accountable for their actions. Anyway, the Democrats are their own worst enemies. I want you to look at their track record. Their track record of orchestrating Donald Trump. They orchestrated Trump. I'm going to talk more about this in a bit. But they orchestrated him. They created him in the lab. They did this by first giving us Barack Obama. We needed something to measure by, something that they held near and dear. So we said, okay, fine. Let's look at what they want to give us. Let's go in the lab and take a peek at this monstrosity. They created Frankenstein's monster, but little did they know that sucker was a Chippendale dancer. Yeah, Frankenstein got up and said, bam, bam, bam. He started wiggling and he ripped off his clothes and they were like, oh my gosh, he's handsome. Frankenstein was not Frankenstein. He was a hunk. He was Tom Selleck with blonde hair. Oh, man. So Democrats orchestrated. They picked the anti-Trump and Barack Obama. Then they built the candidate that they thought could never replace Barack Obama and certainly couldn't beat Hillary Clinton. And they orchestrated his whole being, his whole existence. Begged us to pick him. They dared Trump to run. And then they dared us to pick him. And we did. Yes, we picked our poison, I'm using my finger quotes, and they picked theirs. And despite multiple warnings by me and many others, well, not that they listened to me, but I said, you people would be crazy to pick Hillary Clinton. But they picked her. I said she was flawed. Same thing I said about Joe Biden. I don't mean flawed like as a human being. We're all flawed in that respect. I'm talking about flawed in the sense that she was unelectable. People knew about her. I gave them all the warnings. I said Hillary kicked off her campaign. Nobody cared. In the Scooby van, nobody cared. Hillary held her first rally. Nobody cared. She then said, we're going to redo the campaign. And she did three iterations of jump-starting her campaign. Two times she jump-started the campaign after it had started. Three times she came out as, woohoo, this is Hillary. And all three times, she couldn't fill a phone booth with the number of people that showed up. Nobody cared about her. But they didn't care. They had the great white hope. They had, I'm with her. It's time for a woman president. They just knew America was going to break the mold again and give us another first, as they like to say in the Democrat circles. We made history. Even though I laughingly say every president makes history. But hey, who am I? I'm just Kevin Jackson, the little simpleton radio host. What do I know? So, guess what? They created their monster. He runs against Hillary Clinton, beats her soundly against all odds. The only way Donald Trump won was God looked down on this race and said, I'm going to help you, brother. And he did, and he helped Donald Trump. Helped Donald Trump say the things that needed to be said. When Donald Trump would say stupid stuff, God would just muddle people's minds and go, accept the stupid things and just move on. Donald Trump was rarely ever super clear, other than in certain policy issues he was. But there are many times Donald Trump is ambiguous. And it's not even that he's trying to be. It's just that he's on another plane. I've learned how to listen to Trump. I told you guys, I speak Trump better than anybody. I do. I can interpret the language. So Donald Trump goes on to win and implement policy. And it's working, and they're fighting him the whole time. The whole time they're fighting him. And you got to understand, the Democrats firmly believed that they had Trump in the crosshairs. They were waiting on the sniper to just boom. And I'm not talking about they were really trying to shoot him, just FYI. Because, boy, radio stations freak out when you say anything metaphorically. But they had Trump in the crosshairs. They knew they could get him. They were going to get him with Russian collusion. Then if that didn't work, they were going to bombard him with so many other things. So they brought in Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti. And they challenged all of his Supreme Court guys. And they put it all on his back. They still had cries of racism. They had cries of xenophobia. His hatred of Mexicans. His hatred of Islam and Muslims and on and on and on. And they painted him as that. They throw up Charlottesville every time it, I mean, every time it comes up during Black History Month, they got to bring that up and remind us of how bad Trump is as a human being. And then it didn't work. None of it worked. Mueller's report came in, did, you know, blew up in their faces. So Nancy Pelosi finally starts talking about impeachment. I said they'd never impeach Trump, and I still believe they're not going to impeach him. I think it's the kiss of death if they dare try to impeach Donald Trump. But anyway, if they want to impeach him, fine, but I don't think they will. But now they're saying he needs to be in prison. That's what they claim Nancy Pelosi said at a private meeting. Reportedly made the remark while defending her stance against impeaching the president in an evening with House Judiciary Chairman Nadler and other top Democrats. This is a story in Politico. This isn't Kevin Jackson making it up. This is a story that where they say Nancy Pelosi said this. I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison, she said, according to multiple Democratic sources. Now, why am I bringing this up? Was she saying it as a joke? I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. Nancy Pelosi knows the only way they're going to get Trump is if they can just make something up and put him in prison. Doesn't matter what it is. And let me tell you the problem they have with this little strategy. People know what the Democrats are about. It's going to be very difficult for Nancy Pelosi to do anything more to Donald Trump. And in fact, I contend they should just stop. I've asked myself this. If I were a Democrat, when do you finally reach a point where you go, okay, look, let's stop with the nonsense? When do you finally have your come to Jesus meeting? I know they don't believe in God, but when do you finally come to the conclusion that you're not going to get him, so you better start working with him. You better start pretending that you're on his side and making that transition. Same way you did with slavery, where you pretend that you like black people and that you're going to help them. You've got a track record of doing this. It's easy for him to shift over. She says, she wants to see him in prison. If I were a crooked Democrat, I'll just be blunt. I would want Trump gone. I would want him to. I mean, that's what they tried to do. Everything I just described earlier is what they tried to do to get Trump into prison, to the point of making up stories and trying to set what they call the perjury trap and all these other things. And you know what happened, folks? Nothing. Trump's still a free man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump made a masterful move, one of many. And there was a time where I would say, is Donald Trump getting lucky or is he good? I think it's a combination of both, because as the old saying goes, it's always better to be lucky than good. Not sometimes. Always. Take luck. They say, Kevin, you can be good. No, I'll take luck. Yeah, I can go practice and run miles and miles of 100-meter dashes in order to beat Usain Bolt. Or I can get lucky. Maybe there's a wind only in my lane. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather be lucky than good. It's like Moses when he got to the Red Sea and he was like, what? What the heck? Wait, God, why'd you leave me here? And God said, hey, how about this for some good luck? Boom, and he parts the Red Sea for him, right? Moses could have been as good as he wanted to be. He wasn't going to move that ocean. You follow? For you religious people, don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you, I don't believe in luck. I believe it's God's providence on you. But you get what I'm talking about. It's always better to have God on your side than be good, right? How about that? Does that satisfy you? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on a discussion. So, masterful move. President Trump circumvents Congress on illegal immigration, and the Democrats didn't see it coming because the Democrats don't know how to play a strategic game. The Democrats are like, he's got to come through us. And Trump's like, nah, I think I'll just go to Mexico. I'll deal with Mexico. Now, I'm not telling you anything you don't know about tariffs and all the things that have happened, but I'm going to tell you something different about it if you hang in there and listen to me. You're going to learn a little something. That's right. What Trump did was use America's massive economy to ensure Mexico's support. And in case you've been asleep for the last 3 years, you should note what I've been saying on this radio show since Trump was running for president. He knows that America's economy is our best weapon. I don't care how strong we make the military. What matters most to the world is the American economy. Even Muslims don't want to see America go down because they go, we get this from America. They take care of this. We buy this. They do this, this. You cannot beat up your biggest customer. Now, you can say, here's what business does. Business says, I don't want, you know, if you have a client that's 80% of your business, let me tell you, as a management consultant, I will tell you, man, you are in a hugely precarious situation here. You have to get that client down to much, much smaller. You have to grow your pie. And that's what Donald Trump looks at. He looks at it as his business. He's like, okay, China's a big trading partner, Europe, whatever. We have to grow the pie. Where are we going to grow it? Let's grow it in North Korea. Let's grow it in Iran. Let's grow it in Africa, on the continent of Africa, all the countries that are waiting to become part of the process. Let's do that. That's going to grow the pie. That's his philosophy. And the Democrats don't understand it any more than they understood what he was doing when he said to Mexico, I'm going to use our economy. Democrats torpedo economies, which is why they don't see them the same way as Trump does. They see an economy as a fixed ecosystem. And the only thing that it does is it squeezes the balloon. If you move it here, it goes here. And all they do is play squeeze the balloon. Sometimes they give a little more to the poor. Generally speaking, the middle class is getting shrunk. That's what's happening. The poor is getting larger. The rich are getting richer. And the middle is getting squeezed. Because what's interesting about the balloon is it's pretty tough to squeeze it anywhere else except towards the middle. I'm talking about the long ones, you know, the ones that they use to blow up for kids' parties. I'm not talking about the big fat ones. Because people are going, that's not really true, Kevin. It's tough to get your fingers around a big fat balloon. The little kid balloons. Anyway, Trump told Mexico, in no uncertain terms, if you don't stop letting illegals enter the U.S., you're going to pay. Now, that's all rehash, as I said. So, Mexico gave in. They're sending 4,000 troops to key areas of the border in order to stave off illegal immigration and stop it at the southern part of the border. So, why is this a big deal? Why? Beyond the norm, you say, okay, Kevin, so he stops illegal immigration, the Democrats are mad, we're fighting it out or whatever. Why are you focused on something we already know? I'll get there. Just settle down. Slow down. Slow down. Trump knows how to get the right type of attention on issues. And here's what he did. While the Democrats schemed to ruin this negotiation, I'm talking about as they were just getting their planning meetings set, Donald Trump got Mexico to accept the terms. Oh, it was quick. It was we had a clip where the guy goes, yeah, who was it? I think the Department of Homeland Security. He says, Mexico immediately said, we're sending an ambassador. Let's get on to this right now. While the Democrats were still in the planning stages, how do we milk it Mexico was already celebrating. They threw a party saying, we got a deal with the United States. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like this in modern, since I've been alive. Donald Trump says, you're going to take care of this issue or this will happen. And they go, we took care of the issue and now we get to deal with the United States. Yay! And they celebrated like it was Cinco freaking de Mayo. Yeah. Clearly, Mexico, this is the point I want you to understand. Mexico sees dealing with Trump as the way to get things done, or else things will go badly for them. Remember I said that. Mexico recognizes if they only deal with Congress, and I'm telling you, this is a big deal. This was cataclysmic. I don't know if you're going to hear this on other programs, but I'm going to tell you, this to me was a big, big deal. In year one of the Trump presidency, I think countries tried to wait Trump out. They counted on Democrats to destroy him. But then world leaders noticed something. Yeah. They noticed that Trump wins. He might lose initially, but he wins. And here's what they've also noticed. They know our political system better than most people in America do. They understand these are not short-term wins for Trump. They see what's happening. They say Trump is going to win in the long run, even in the person that replaces him. I'm talking about after 2024, whoever comes in, Trump has remade the judiciary. He's making Americans think differently. He's remaking the world, how the world views socialism versus capitalism. Trump is doing this for the long haul. And they see that in his winning, people in America are shifting. Forget the polls. I don't care what poll. I've talked about polling from the Democrats saying, oh, Cory Booker can beat Donald Trump, or Swalwell can beat Donald Trump, or whomever. They're lying to you. The Democrat has not been born that can beat Donald Trump, and the world is recognizing it. Everybody knows, folks, you back the loser, you lose your head. You want to back the winner. Another point to consider is Democrats rather schemed against Trump. Nevertheless, Mexico accepted the terms. This action by Mexico bolsters my earlier argument that Mexico understands that they need to back the winner. They didn't even wait around. They didn't say, what do you got, Pelosi? There was no back-channel negotiations, nothing. The minute Donald Trump said this was going to happen, the Mexican government went into action. They met with President Trump and said, we'll come there. Let's get it done. And while the Democrats were scheming, Mexico had already said, we don't want to see your deal. Now, I want you to consider that the Democrats screamed about how bad this deal was to our partner. Here's part two of why this is such a big deal. The Democrats said, this is not good for the way we negotiate. We shouldn't handle things like this with our trading partners. Blah, blah. Oh, what? Mexico is happy with the deal? Oh, okay. How does that happen? Trump said, these people are undermining me. I can't even go into a negotiation without them undermining me. Yet, he gets the negotiation. Mexico's happy. They celebrate it. They don't even look at the counteroffer from the Democrats. Meanwhile, the Democrats are fighting on behalf of Mexico is not going to stand for this. Mexico is going to be hurt. But, oh, well, I guess maybe they weren't hurt. What happened? Trump again proved no matter what, he can solve a problem. Democrats demagogued the issue of illegal immigration. So what did Donald Trump do? He says, I'll fix it. I'll figure out a way around it. I don't even need to deal with you on it. I'll go to the source. How many times do Democrats believe they can scream Armageddon before the public says, we don't hear you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.